Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's August 8th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 23rd, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, as we approach the traditional celebration of Christmas, do you feel your life as the Messiah seated? Did you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish?
You don't have to tell me who came up with that question, Alora. That had to be Demetrius's brain. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer you, Alora. Up until a couple of years ago, I would have said yes, my mission was a complete success. But after my betrayal in favor of Clinton and the disasters that we have had in the last few years, I don't know whether my mission succeeded or not. I am still in hopes that it succeeded. I pray to the Father that it succeeded because I do not want mankind to perish. We seem to be on the edge of turning it around and making it a success again. But still, every day is a struggle, and every day we have to fight, and every day we are right on the edge of a setback because the Dark Ones continue to resist with everything they have because they are determined to destroy mankind because they didn't get their way. And mankind is helping them because they want to believe so much in this end of the world philosophy and that everything has to die to be made new. And they just don't understand that if this world dies, it'll never, ever come back. I want to be able to say I succeeded fully and that mankind is safe forever and that heaven is safe forever and we will have paradise forever. But under the current circumstances, Alora, I can't say that because I am an honest person, because I have an honest soul. I cannot answer the question. When I have retaken my throne and the harlot is gone and my mother is back here on earth, I may have some assurance that we can succeed. Until then, I can't answer the question.
With your good work and John Lennon's, I think we will succeed, Nazarene. We have to succeed, no matter what. We can't give up on the world, no matter what the Dark Ones try to throw at us.
As long as there's people like you that still believe, Laura, there's a little hope, a little.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus is fighting for Ellsworth. For more details, go to www.voicesfromspirit.com/ellsworth.htm.
We're back. Alora's sleeping in a little bit this morning. We've been working the poor thing constantly, and she needs a little bit of rest. But here's a question I am asked all the time. Nazarene, were you really born on December 25th? The answer is no. I was actually born on September 29th, and this is the day that is celebrated in the kingdom of God is my birth. Where did this change of date come from? Our beloved priesthood. There was a pagan holiday called Yule that came on December 25th. Many of those in Europe that were converted to Christianity continued to observe Yule. So the priesthood said, well, let's just say that Jesus was born on December 25th, and we can celebrate his birth at the same time you was celebrated, and we'll say that's what we're celebrating for, and we'll get rid of this problem of you and this ancient celebration. So they simply said I was born on December 25th so that the people celebrating you would accept Christianity. Oh boy, we try and we try and we try to make people understand the evil that this priesthood has done and that virtually nothing they do is any good because all of their doctrines are based on falsity, are based on lies that were made up by their priests to please the faithful. And when you have a religion that is made up only to please the faithful, to give the faithful what they want and not the truth, that religion is virtually useless. The myth, the lie, that I was born on December 25th is a good example of this. They took a good thing, they took a blessed thing, and they made it something unholy. They made it something disgusting. They made it a lie. This is what they always do.
We'll be back again.